Assalamualaikum and welcome to the Context Lens Podcast, an initiative by the NUS Muslim Society. Here we create short and honest episodes dedicated to making the unfamiliar familiar. Without further ado, let's get started. Assalamualaikum everyone, I am Izzati.
And I'm Iqmal.
And today we'll be discussing about Ramadan in the community. Alhamdulillah, with the COVID-19 situation improving, we can now participate in more volunteering events during Ramadan. I think as youths, we are at the age where we are given with a lot of time and energy to spend.
Yeah.
Hence, it is good if we spend those with something beneficial during Ramadan, but some of us are unsure how they can contribute to the community or society. Also, in this day and age, communal values such as compassion, empathy, generosity, and forgiveness are hardly seen. Hence, we wish to inculcate these values to the youth, not only during Ramadan, but also throughout this year. So, let's go on to the first question. How do we see Ramadan as a month of Rahmah? And what is the reason for fasting?
Okay, actually, Ramadan is split up into three different parts. So, the first 10 days are Rahmah, which means mercy. Next 10 will be Maghfirah, which is forgiveness. And the last 10 is Nijat, safety from hellfire. So, the definition of Rahmah is definitely means mercy, representing the all-encompassing divine concern for humanity and also all the things that are living on this world. Alright, Ramadan is the time for us not only to remember the poor, but also take the extra effort and the mouth to help the poor and needy. So narrated by Abdullah ibn Amir, the Prophet said, "The compassionate one has mercy on those who are merciful. If you show mercy to those who are on earth, he who is in the heaven will show mercy to you." I think that's very, very important. Yes. We need to remember that if we want to get mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must show mercy to those around us. Right? And definitely we can not only give mercy to people, but also to animals and things, basically living or even non-living things on earth. Right? We are not limited for our acts of rahmah to Muslims, but also to non-Muslims. And in fact, everyone. Alright, so actually Allah actually associates those who are pious with being merciful. In Surah Al-Araf, verse 156, "My merciful encompasses all things, and that mercy I shall attain to those who have attained taqwa." So helping out our community is a way to show mercy, and given the opportunity during Ramadan itself, and with all the activities in the mosque, and also in the community, we can definitely engage with different activities to spread rahmah in our community. Yeah, so Izzati, your next question is the reason for fasting. It's actually compulsory, right? but definitely is more to that. So when we were younger, we were taught that fasting is for us to abstain from food and from drinks. And I think, remember, when we were all young, we, you know, used to fast half day. And then we try to make it through the half day. Then once it's 1 or 1:30, then we try to eat. But as we go older, we manage to fast for the entire day from dusk to dawn. But as time goes by, we actually realize that fasting or during Ramadan itself is more to that rather than just abstaining from food and water. So in fact, Allah mentioned in the Quran that fasting is made as an obligation for us to be mindful of Allah and attain taqwa. Surah Al-Baqarah verse 183. So there are many ways that we can be mindful of Allah, but definitely this is one of the ways that we can suppress our desires, be it food or drink or others, and be more mindful so that we can please him and stay away from what is prohibited. So this is actually something we can focus on, and we can use this month of Ramadan for our own self-development and also help those around us in the community. Yeah. So actually for that, there's the definitions of Rahmah and why is it important to fast or why should we fast. So exactly, maybe you can share with those out there, how does the Prophet, peace be upon him, show mercy during his lifetime?
Okay, so our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed mercy to the elderly, children, environment, and also animals. So, talking about how Prophet showed mercy, right? I think one story that, you know, comes in mind is about the story about Taif. So, as part of the prophetic mission to disseminate his message of submitting to one God, Rasulullah actually went to Taif to call on them to Islam. His message was not only rejected, but he was later humiliated by the people of Taif. The children were instructed by their elders to throw stones at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he was driven out of the city. So the good thing about our Prophet is that he did not respond with rage and retaliation. Instead, he prayed for those who have insulted and hurt him. He rose above hate and enmity. and his heart was full of hope and mercy. So today, we can see that Ta'if is a beautiful town with its people professing the Islamic faith. And also, the people in general, he was caring towards those around him, the way he talks to people for respect and mercy, and he would not stop helping someone until all the requests were satisfied. And also, he was merciful with children and orphans as well. The Prophet would kiss and embrace children often as an expression of his tender love and mercy towards them. And also, he showed mercy with animals as well. So Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also always gentle with other creations. Even though we regard some animals as impure, Muslims are expected to respect and handle them with love and mercy. For instance, in dealing with dogs, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not teach us to hate them. In fact, he told us about the merits of feeding dogs.
Inshallah, we can emulate his good character, and also how we are shown mercy, we can actually emulate that in this Ramadan and also throughout the entire year. So Izzati, why is giving back to the community important, especially in this month? Talking about rahmah, talking about mercy, you know. So why is it important?
Okay, I think the first thing that is very important is that the rewards of doing good deeds in this month especially is manifold during so it's to attain Allah's mercy and forgiveness of our sins. So apart from gaining good deeds, the act of giving is a way for us to know and understand our community better by knowing the struggles that we face. Ramadan is the time to not only improve our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to also improve and strengthen our ties with people. Ramadan is for all, and we should embrace this month together to build values such as empathy, all of which contributes to our personal growth. And Ramadan teaches us how we are all connected to each other and how we all depend on each other. So Rasulullah mentioned, none of you has faith until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself, by Sahih al-Bukhari.
Yes. Interesting. So definitely it's important to give back to the community. And maybe the next question our viewers or our listeners out there is, what are some groups in the community that we can actually contribute back to? Because there are definitely so many different communities, so maybe we can give the suggestions for all of us to show rahmah during this Ramadan period.
Okay, so during this Ramadan period, I think we should help the less fortunate. So what we can do is by providing meals for iftar, maybe we can share like the food that we cook during for iftar, we can actually share it with our neighbors as well. And then paying zakat on time to support them financially, and also the elderly, helping them with their ibadah, so maybe easing their journey to the mosque, and also providing meals for iftar lah, so that they don't have to cook and so on and so forth lah. And the one group that is actually not being talked about is actually the mu'allafs, those who have just reverted to Islam. So some of them may be going through Ramadan alone, so hence they require some support from us lah, especially for those who are fasting for the very first time. And what we can also do is actually providing them with guidance and education on fasting and Taraweeh.
Yeah, I think we know a few friends in US itself that just reverted. So yes, maybe, and also from overseas, maybe they are different time zone, maybe they don't really know what's the culture of Ramadan here. We can bring them to the bazaar or bring them overseas or to Malaysia, Indonesia to actually really inculcate them into the culture in the Southeast Asia, because it might be different back where they are from. Yep.
So, what are some activities that are available for us to contribute to the community and create togetherness in the community?
That's an excellent question. So, there are many different ways that we can contribute and also bring the community together during this month of Ramadan. So, number one is definitely to do our Zakat Fitrah, and it's obligatory for each household. So, Zakat Fitrah is one of our pillars of Islam. It's a form of purification for someone who fasts and redressing wrong deeds and undesirable characteristics performed during fasting. So primarily meant as a relief aid for the poor and needy, and Zakat Fitrah is distributed to underprivileged families. So we can definitely check the rates on the MUIS website, but we are always encouraged to actually give Zakat Fitrah more than the amount that is already suggested. Alright, so number two, helping the community doesn't have to always be through monetary. I think there are other ways. So sadaqah through supplications. I think it's very, very important. Praying for our brothers and sisters in Islam, praying for the togethers of the Ummah, and also our deeds to be accepted together, especially in this Ramadan period. I think now, when we are filming this, we just heard news about the brothers and sisters from Turkey, etc., getting their, who got involved or were struck with earthquakes. Yes. So definitely there are ways that we can give them support, definitely monetary, but also praying for their well-being, and hopefully inshallah the Ummah can stand together. All right, and of course sadaqah through monetary. So there are many different organizations out there, and most even have their own QR codes that we can scan and we can give monetary donations. Okay, so these organizations are collecting funds for renovations or even to supplement their Ramadan activities. And inshallah, if we do that, we are given the barakah for our contributions. And I think it's important to remember from Surah At-Tawbah, Surah 9, verse 103. From their wealth, a charity by which you purify them and cause them increase and invoke Allah's blessings upon them. Indeed, your invocations are reassurance for them, and Allah is hearing and all-knowing. Yep. So, Zati, maybe you can share more about the activities that some of our mosques have and also our NUS Muslim Society have planned to organize for this Ramadan period.
Okay, yeah. So right, for Ashrafa'ah Mosque youth, they are planning to have Kul Eid fundraising. So they require volunteers to deliver orders. And they also have Qiyam Nightlight, which is a sports and Qiyam event. So and we also have Arwada Mosque, Al Mawada, and other mosques as well. They require volunteers for porridge distribution, volunteers for sahur and tarawih also needed. So the link for volunteering can be found on their Instagram pages. There's also Darul Ghurfan Mosque. They will be having this night of worship, 3 days to night camp. So it's during the last 10 days. And also there's the Mega Ramadan Charity Drive by Global Ihsan Relief. So they require volunteers for distribution and also for packing as well. So for NUSMS, they're planning to collaborate with mosques to do some house cleaning and painting. And we will also be, inshallah, we'll be having iftar and tarawih event in school. So all welcome to join and breakfast together. So just be sure to follow our NUSMS Instagram page for more info.
Amazing. So many different activities, definitely we will go. At least one of them. We can't speed ourselves up to all. So yeah. So let's do our best to spread rahmah during this Ramadan. We can contribute every day and consistently. And it's not limited to just contributing from wealth. We can contribute from time, actions, and of course application. So many activities are organized by NUSMS, mosques, and non-profit organizations to bring the community together and as a platform to be more engaged in the community itself. So be sure to follow the mosques' Instagram page and NUSMS's socials for more information. So important reminder for all of us is to be mindful doing our actions during this holy month, and of course that's aimed to constantly be an emulation of our Prophet and extend the acts of mercy past Ramadan. I think this is part of our Ihsan entire vision for our community. So inshallah, Allah gives us mercy and He also allows us to spread rahmah to those around us. So on behalf of the Contact Lens and NUSMS community, we wish all of you a fruitful month of Ramadan, and may our deeds be accepted and sins be forgiven. May we be among the people who achieve mercy and forgiveness from Allah, the All Merciful and All Forgiving. Inshallah.
Inshallah. And with that, we've come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting us. We hope that we've provided you with some context and that you've learned as much as we have. If you like this episode, please follow us on Spotify and Instagram at contextlens.mp3 and share it with your friends and family. We are also open to any questions, suggestions, or even your thoughts. Just drop us a DM on Instagram and we'll be happy to see things from your lens. With that, thank you, and until we meet again. Assalamualaikum.